ATC is go.
Pegasus is go.
ATC is go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
STE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen from the National Patriot, Diane Sorey from the Patriot Factor. It's Friday night, 26th of August. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane. How are you?
Well, first, hello, Craig. Second, I'm seething, angry, furious, disgusted, and any other word you can think of about this witch hunt against one man, which actually borders on the psychotic.
Well, but at least you're hiding it well.
I'm just fuming over this. You know, I could have pulled out the papers of the redaction from Benghazi, and it would have matched almost page for page for today's redactions.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, look at now, folks, obviously, we're going to be talking a lot about that. In fact, we're going to dedicate the entire first segment of our two-segment show tonight right. to that. Now, in the second segment, we're going to be talking about a few different things. Okay, we've got the mask mandates, the vax mandates for kids. We're going to be talking about those because that's nuts, too.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's crazy what's going on there, and wait till you hear the latest on some of that, you know. And we're going to be talking also tonight about the student loan quote unquote forgiveness thing.
It's not forgiveness, Craig. What it is all Biden did was, the people who should be repaying their loans don't have to repay their loans because he shifted it over to we taxpayers to pay.
Now, if we've got time at the end of the show, and it'll only take a minute or two, I do want to mention the whole Zuckerberg thing that came out today.
Oh, yeah, that's funniest.
Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about, so let's get right into it and talk about the release of the affidavit. And, of course, that's what was used to get the search warrant to go break into President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and do the raid. And now that thing was supposed to have been released by judge's orders by noon today. It didn't come out until about 12:25.
Right.
Okay, so it's not a big deal, but, you know, they said by noon, and it wasn't until afternoon. But once it came out, the hardest part was getting a hold of a copy to look at, because right. websites were crashing. That many people wanted to get a look at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was nothing much to look at because the vast majority of pages were redacted to some degree, and some pages were completely redacted.
Now, I got to say, once I got it to come up so I could, you know, download it and take a look at it, I thought, you know what I want to do? I want to print it off. I want to have my own hard copy. And the reason for that is, down the road, if it ever becomes unredacted, I want to be able to compare the two and know exactly what was redacted. Okay, but with that in mind, I just got to tell you, because I printed it out, it's 38 pages, right? So with that in mind, I got to say that little squirrel turd, Merrick Garland, owes me a black ink cartridge.
It's that bad, folks. It really is. But, you know, you talk about the document being redacted, but there's a very, you know, possibility. This is an ongoing investigation now. So technically, doesn't mean it's right, but technically they can redact. But there is a chance that it won't stay redacted for long, because if Trump's lawyers challenge the info provided from the information to establish probable cause to obtain the search warrant itself, the informant and their information could need to be established through open court testimony.
Well, now see, you've hit the nail on the head there. Okay, if there's an indictment and charges are filed against Trump, right? Then the Trump team gets to look at the whole thing unredacted. And they will publish it if they do, and they
will bring it to the public.
Absolutely. So that's why I wanted a hard copy of it, because if they, and it's an if they indict and charge, then we're going to get a look at the whole thing. Now, one of the reasons they said they redacted so much of this thing, and I mean, folks, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons they said they redacted it was for Trump's security.
That's utter nonsense.
What?
Why they redacted it is because this is not a search for information Trump had that was so-called classified. This was a witch hunt out to get whatever information Trump has on them.
Right. I mean, it looks more and more and more like that by the minute.
Yes.
It's a bizarre situation right now.
Yes, very bizarre. And it's very dangerous, because what's happening here is this is no longer the country we all grew up in. We now have a weaponized DOJ. We have a weaponized FBI. And I got news for you. This is Obama's army that he always wanted.
It really is. And you know, I don't think anybody with a working brain cell can deny that at this point. Now, I got to tell you, today they released two things, okay? Before they released the affidavit, they released a 14-page deal about why they got the warrant.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you look at that 14-page deal, and I did not print that out because I run out of black ink by then. But if you
I'll
look at
it out tomorrow.
Okay. But if you look at that, near the very top of page 10, and that's a 14-page document. It says these words, and I'm quoting, I'm looking at it right here on my screen. It says, "These concerns are particularly compelling in this case. As explained in the affidavit, comma, and then the next 17 lines are redacted." They can't even, you know, they can't even tell you what was compelling in the case. "These concerns are particularly compelling in this case. As explained in the affidavit, comma, no, we're not going to tell you."
Right.
What the hell?
This boils down to the word I've used all along. This is a witch hunt. This is psychotic in nature, Craig. When you are that focused on one individual, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
And in this case, I'm talking the collective of the DOJ and the FBI. They have so much dirt in their organization at this time. They can't risk it coming out.
No. No, they're scared to death.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
And I guarantee you, I've said all along that Trump has information. He couldn't use it on during his first term. But I think he can use it in a second term, and heads this time will roll. Because when you allow people like Hillary Clinton to bleach bit 33,000+ documents, including classified documents, because they had the C on them, and you do nothing about it, she doesn't even get a slap on the wrist.
I know.
You know there's something very dirty going on behind the scenes.
Now, I'm sitting here flipping through pages of black lines, right?
I know.
And on page 11 of the affidavit, 90% of it is blacked out. But on line 30, it says, you'd think I'm making this up. According to a CBS Miami article titled Moving Trucks Spotted at Mar-a-Lago, published on Monday, January 18, 2021, at least two moving trucks were observed at the premises on January 18, 2021. Everything else on that page is blacked out. Now, So according to the DOJ, part of the reason they needed to raid Mar-a-Lago was because on January 18th, literally a couple of days before President Trump was out of the White House, two moving trucks showed up at Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm. Now, Trump cooperated with them and said, take what you want.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there were two moving trucks that showed up at the White House the day he moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Why would there not be two moving trucks the day he moved out? But that was a compelling reason to raid Mar-a-Lago based on a Miami article from CBS Miami entitled Moving Trucks Spotted at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, you're talking about a liberal station there. You know, number one.
Well, I understand that. But, I mean, if that's part of your compelling reason to raid Mar-a-Lago, you are really searching for a compelling reason.
Well, your reason is you got to get back the information that he has amassed over his 4 years in office on them.
Right, right. But, I mean, we got concerned when we saw moving trucks. Well, what did you expect? He's moving out of the White House. What the hell did you expect?
I guess they expected, for him to pull up in an SUV and pile in the boxes himself.
Geez Louise.
Another thing that they don't realize. You honestly don't think that President Trump and Melania packed their own boxes?
No. In fact, it's against the law for them to do that. Now, I'm not making that up either. But when a president moves out of the White House, the president and the first lady are not allowed to pack the boxes.
Yeah. So who knows what was even packed in them? They might have been planting information a year and a half ago.
Right.
This might have been a grandmaster plan. Look, he's going to try to do a comeback. We know that. So let's get as much dirt in. This could have been an entirely plotted thing a long time in the making. And finally, the time was right. As we got nearer to the midterms, it takes people's minds off the midterms. And I mean, these people are schemers. They're vile human beings.
Now, did you see, Diane, did you see the numbers that they put in here as far as the different types of documents?
Which pages were those on?
It's on page 17 of the affidavit.
Let me scroll back. I'm sure I saw it, but I just want to make sure what you're talking about.
We're talking about the 15 boxes that they took in January.
Oh, you're talking about those boxes,
right.
Okay. And you said page what?
Page 17.
17. Scroll scrolling. Okay. I
got to tell you, about half that page is blacked out.
Okay. I'm in the right thing now. Okay. I just need page 17. Well, why don't you give it to me so I don't waste all this scrolling through all these pages.
In the 15 boxes, it says a preliminary triage of the documents with classification markings revealed the following approximate numbers. 184 unique documents bearing classification markings, including 67 documents marked as confidential, 92 mm-hmm. documents marked as secret, and 25 documents marked as top secret.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, I had seen this.
Okay. Now, everybody's wondering, what the hell were they?
Right.
Blacked out, you know, the next one. The next 2 pages worth of copy are blacked out. So we have no idea what they're talking about. They don't want us to know what they're talking about.
And that's the crux of the whole thing. The main crux of what these classified documents supposedly were, we're not allowed to know. We have to take their word that these were classified documents that hadn't already been declassified, and we're just supposed to believe them.
Right. Now, we've already been told that everything that President Trump removed from the White House, he had declassified.
Right.
Now, on line 53, page 19, it gets into Kash Patel. Now, I don't know if you folks know who Kash Patel is, but he's a razor-sharp guy. And he was mm-hmm. part of Trump's inner circle. He was part of the president's administration. He was an administrative official in the White House with Trump. And they talk about an article published in Breitbart on May 5th, 2022. That's just a few months ago.
Right.
And they say, in that article, Kash Patel, who is described as a former POTUS administration official, characterized as, quote-unquote, misleading, reports in other news organizations that the NARA, that's your National Archives and Records Administration, had found classified materials among the records that the former POTUS provided to them from Mar-a-Lago. Patel alleged that such reports were misleading because the former POTUS had declassified the material at issue.
Right.
Okay, so if all that stuff that I mentioned earlier, you know, all those, you know, things with classified markings on them had been declassified. And again, we're talking about 184 unique documents bearing classification markings, including 67 documents marked as confidential, 92 marked as secret, and 25 marked as top secret. If all of that had been declassified, what the hell are they looking for?
They're not looking for anything. They're planting.
That's you know, you're right on it.
They're planting. They are so afraid of this man. I really, in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. They are so, so afraid of him that they are willing to do any and everything to destroy him. They are literally out to kill, if you will, this man. You get somebody upset enough, they can have a stroke, they can have a heart attack. Oh, look, he was this age, he died, this and that, and then they go and celebrate.
Well, and I mean, let's face the facts here. This is why people in this country don't trust the FBI and the DOJ right now. People remember what they did to him all the years that he was in the Oval Office, you know, mm-hmm. from the Steele dossier to the FISA warrants to spying, you know, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. They look at all that, and we now know for a fact that all of that was ginned up, None of it was real. Okay? Mm-hmm. Why should this be any different?
Exactly. In my article that I published on Monday, I explained the classification system. And one of the things that DOJ was claiming were nuclear secrets, nuclear codes, and all that. Actually, those things are, if you will, declassified within 24 hours of issuance, because the nuclear codes are changed every single day. So even if they found boxes of nuclear codes at Mar-a-Lago, they're useless.
I mean, it's like having a bunch of old lottery tickets.
Yeah. Expired lottery tickets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what good are they?
They are. They're no good.
But this is the kind of stuff that's contained in the affidavit, folks. I mean, you know, I spent some time this afternoon kind of pouring through this. And, you know, part of it is what I said on Tuesday was going to happen with this, that they're going to put in there things that make you think, oh, my God, President Trump did things wrong. They don't mention any exculpatory evidence. The fact that he declassified all this. They don't talk about what was in the boxes that was of no use. You know, and you've brought it up, Diane, you've brought it up on previous shows. The letter from Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
A letter from Obama.
Right. Which, by the way, the National Archives said, we don't need that. That's personal. And yet they're making a big deal about it. But what really gets me, and this is in the document on page 22, as I previously indicated to you, Mar-a-Lago does not include a secure location authorized for the storage of classified materials. And then it continues to go on and on and on. Well, Mar-a-Lago doesn't have a storage room, which they do, but it was okay for Hillary to store email documents in a bathroom server.
Well,
that was okay.
We don't know how well secured that bathroom was.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I mean, this is two sets of rules for a Democrat, different set of rules for a Republican. This, our country is really going to hell in a handbasket. And if we don't take back the House and the Senate in November, I wouldn't doubt down the road there isn't some form of a civil war.
I'll tell you, it's edging that way. It's sad to say. I hate to say it, but it is.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I wonder whose side the militias will be on.
Yeah, militias, come on. They're on the side of whoever's bringing the beer to the picnic.
Yeah, they are a big disappointment. They keep saying we're waiting for the right time. Well, folks, if this is not the right time, I don't know what is.
Really, this is your wake-up call, people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned just a minute ago, that part, I forget what page you said it was on, but the part about
22,
part about Mar-a-Lago not having a secure storage area,
which they do have.
Mm-hmm. Well, but let me just point out a glaring omission from the affidavit.
Okay.
The entirety of Mar-a-Lago is secured by the Secret Service.
Exactly. How convenient of them to leave that out.
There's no mention of that in the 38-page affidavit. There's no mention of that. Now, I'll tell you something else there's no mention of. And it's a legal term called mens rea.
Okay.
Okay, it's two words, M-E-N-S and then R-E-A, mens rea. Mens rea is the intention or knowledge of wrongdoing. Okay, so that's part of constituting a crime of this nature. You know, if you are intentionally removing classified documents with the intent of doing something wrong with them, That's what you need to charge President Trump with a crime here. There is no mention of any knowledge or intent of wrongdoing anywhere in this 38 pages. None.
Well, if you remember, that's how they tried to get Hillary off.
Right.
By using the word intent.
Right. Exactly. Exactly right. There's no mention of mens rea. There's no mention of intent or knowledge of wrongdoing that constitutes part of a crime. Nothing.
Right. And he didn't do anything wrong. It's that simple. The man did nothing wrong. And yet, I can't believe they're putting this country through this nonsense. They are so desperate. And now the Democrats are saying Donald Trump is the only man that cannot win against Joe Biden in 2024. So we hope he runs because he's tainted. He's dirty. He's corrupt. Really? Really? This is going to blow up in their faces. It really is.
I think it's already started.
It's already, and also this is also a thing to take your mind off inflation and prices and foods. And I just scroll through. I believe it's 5 pages of blackness.
I know. That's what I said. That little squirrel turned garland owes me a black ink cartridge.
I mean, you know, when the judge who should have never been allowed to serve on this part, because this man had Reinhardt had Facebook pages where he was desperately criticizing Trump, saying terrible things about him. He's the one that issued the warrant, and yet now, you know, he's the one that's doing all this. I thought that maybe he would be a little nervous that the tide was turning against him in this whole thing, and then he would have allowed maybe a few redactions, maybe of whistleblower names or something like that. I never expected basically 3/4 of this document to be blocked out.
Well, you know, because of all the redactions, and there's a lot of them, because of all that, there's very little that we're seeing. There's very little that we're going to learn new from poring over this document, and I pored over it most of the afternoon. But it's what's missing from the document that's more interesting, I think, than what's blacked out in the document.
Well, what's very funny is the one who submitted it, a special agent of the FBI, and it's at the very bottom where the sign-off is. His name is blacked out.
Well, now, see, here's the thing. They're saying that they fear for the lives of these people that are involved as witnesses or agents because, you know, they're afraid that Trump supporters will try to do harm to them. Now,
Trump supporters don't do that stuff.
That seems ridiculous to me. But at the same time, the DOJ has absolutely no problem whatsoever with members of the public, liberals, liberal Marxists, going after our Supreme Court justices.
Oh, right. None. They probably egg them on.
You know, now that's patently against the law. Okay, protesting outside of a Supreme Court justice, or any judge for that matter, protesting outside of the judge's home is against the law. And yet they've done nothing to stop that since the Roe v. Wade Dobbs decision came down. Nothing. Exactly. And they actually had one guy show up outside of Justice Kavanaugh's home who was there to kill Justice Kavanaugh.
Yep. And you know what? I kind of can sum it up in a very short sentence about this whole redaction. And basically is, like with Benghazi, the affidavit is redacted. And what that means, folks, is it is rendering it totally useless to the truth. We do not get the truth from this affidavit.
Absolutely correct. You know, yep. I mean, it is what it is. Now, will we hear more about this in the days to come? Yeah.
A lot more.
you know, there's going to be a lot of people weighing in on this. Diane and I wanted to get our weighing in done right away tonight because it came out this afternoon.
Right.
And, you know, so I've got my hard copy here. I'm gonna preserve it in a secure location, probably under the cat's litter pan in the bathroom.
I'm going to copy it all and lock it away in the computer.
Yeah. But I've got my hard copy of it here. So if and when it ever gets unredacted, we will be able to go through that and look and see, okay, this was redacted and here's what it actually says.
Well, if it goes to trial, if President Trump is indicted, they're going to have to unredact the entire document.
Now, based on what you see here, Diane, we're going to close out this segment with this question to you.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Based on what you've seen and not seen in this, do you think they're going to try and charge him with a crime?
I think they're going to try, but I don't think they're going to be able to go through with it. Something is going to stop it. Trump's lawyers will find a way to prevent the charging.
I will give you my thoughts towards the end of the show as to whether or not they're going to charge him with a crime.
Oh, gee, you mean I have to give mine, but you don't give yours?
No,
after?
Well, because we're already a minute late for the break.
Ah, okay. Well, why don't you come back with it before we get into the other segments?
All right, I'll do that. Folks, stay with us. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the Internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi, guys. Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at The National Patriot, Diane Sori at The Patriot Factor. Friday night edition of the show. If you miss any part of it, go to RSPRadio1.com tomorrow morning, bright and early. Get up with the birds. It'll be there waiting for you. Click the podcast button. That's all you have to do. Very simple. Okay, so right before the break, I said I'll give you my take on whether or not they're going to charge President Trump with any crimes based on this pile of malarkey, 38 pages right. of it. Okay? I think they're going to try. I agree with you. But I think they're going to wait about a year and a half.
You mean before the next election?
Exactly.
Presidential election. Right.
They're going to let him declare that he's running. They're going to let his campaign get off and running. And then I'm guessing about June, July of 2024, that they'll try and pull a fast one.
I don't think they'll succeed.
I don't think so either, but I'm just telling you, they're going to try and throw that shadow.
It's possible. I'm not going to disagree with that.
Okay. And I'll tell you something else I worry about. Okay. Before we get into our next topic, because I just thought of this. You talked about them planting evidence in those boxes.
Right.
Planting documents. Have you thought about what would happen if the FBI has bugged Mar-a-Lago now?
Oh, that seems to be a given.
Okay.
There's nothing to think about. That seems to be a given.
They're going to have inside scoop on everything Trump's doing, including a 2024 campaign. It would make what Nixon had done at Watergate look like a Sunday school picnic.
Absolutely. But don't you think that Trump is aware of that? Don't you think his people have gone in there with bug detectors?
I think the FBI and the CIA have things that are almost impossible to detect. But if I were to give President Trump some advice in that regard, I would have him bring the Mossad over and sweep the place for bugs.
I was just thinking that, especially with Bibi possibly running again in November. The Israeli government is a mess right now, and he has the chance to run again. I wouldn't doubt that.
I'm just saying, if I wanted to sweep Mar-a-Lago for bugs, I bring in the people that could find a gnat on the beach.
Right. Okay. I agree with you 100%.
That's my advice. He can take it or leave it. All right. So, I mean, it just occurred to me, you know, wow, that could be interesting. All right. The student loan forgiveness, air quotes, forgiveness thing. This could cost the American taxpayers, at a minimum, around $300 billion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now,
well, you know,
folks,
I said in the very beginning, Craig, Biden did not cancel student debt.
Right.
All he did was shift the payments to we taxpayers.
Well, folks, if you didn't have student debt a couple of days ago, you do now.
Exactly.
It's not yours. It's somebody else's, but you do now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the White House, they're ducking any questions regarding who winds up paying for this and how much it's going to cost. They don't know. They don't care.
Right. Right. It's... You know, you take out a loan to go to school, you should be responsible enough to pay it back. Even if it's $10 a month, you're making payments, you're paying back for your education. The problem is this relief doesn't go, it goes to the public universities, the schools of higher indoctrination.
Yep.
What about the parents that pay $100,000, $150,000 to go to better private schools, who go to the Ivy Leagues, who go here, who go there, whatever. They get no relief whatsoever.
No, they're screwed.
Exactly. And it's just, it's not fair all along. And then for them, for Biden, to use an act that's supposed to be used at a time of war or for military, for national emergencies. He's claiming COVID is still a national emergency. It's not.
Well, but they've backed off on mask mandates. They've, you know, the federal government has.
Right.
They've backed off on a lot of stuff. The CDC says it's just, you know, it's going to be with us. It's no longer a crisis stage deal, but it's still crisis enough to soak the American taxpayers for other people's debt.
Yeah, It's just not right. And the act I was talking about, guys, it's called the Heroes Act of 2003. He is using that to try to justify the cancellation. And it's just, there's nothing legal about it. In fact, some constitutional scholars and attorneys are saying something like this, of this magnitude, needed to go to Congress. The president does not have the authority to do this.
The only way the president has authority to spend that kind of money is through the Heroes Act. Okay?
Right.
Which doesn't apply to this.
No, students aren't heroes.
No.
They didn't do anything to deserve this. Nothing at all. How come, you know, this goes along with the 80-something thousand FBI agents. I mean,
IRS
agents. Why didn't he take the monies that he's supposedly, you know, laying out for this and get more border protection agents?
Well, I can explain that.
Because then he'd lose votes.
You need 87,000 new IRS agents to go out there and steal money from the public to pay for this student loan debacle.
Yeah, you could look at it that way, yes.
I mean, that seems pretty cut and dry to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This thing is atrocious. And honestly, there are people pushing back from both sides of the aisle against this, which is kind of surprising in a way.
But there were even some students pushing back against it who have paid for years, and they can't get any relief.
Well, look, you go out and you do the right thing, okay? You go to college. You can't afford to pay it out of pocket all at once, so you take out a student loan. And then, over time, you pay your student loan back. You do the right thing.
Exactly.
Okay? You get no reward for that. You don't get an attaboy or an attagirl. And you know, you're out of college and you're working and you're paying off your student loans. You do the wrong thing. You go get a student loan and then you sit around on the couch smoking joints and eating Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay it back because you don't have a job and you're living in your parents' basement. And, you know, you're 25 years old and you're still on their insurance. Right? So you don't do anything right. You're the one that gets the reward. You're the one that gets the attaboy. Here's your $10,000 or $20,000.
Right, exactly. It's not fair. And it's also basically every taxpayer, whether your child went to college or whether you even had children, you're going to be paying part of this money.
Which absolutely seems patently wrong.
It is wrong. It is totally wrong. If you take out a loan and you sign the papers, you're going to take responsibility, whatever. Take responsibility. Don't pass it off on someone else. And Biden, really, this is not what the Heroes Act was about at all.
No.
And to use that is to defame our military and defame real heroes.
You think he cares?
No, he doesn't care. And that's the whole thing. He doesn't care.
I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, when you break it down and you start looking at it in its bits and pieces, this whole thing is absolutely ludicrous. You know, right. There's people out there, like I said, from both sides of the aisle that are pushing back on it. Like Diane said, there's students that are actually pushing back on it. We've already heard from some students that say, nope, I'm not going to take the money. I'm going to pay it off the way I'm supposed to. You know,
right.
Think about it this way. If you decided to go to Butthead State University.
Okay.
And on a 4 or 5 year program. Okay, and you're studying as a major. You're studying. Let's call it gender studies.
Oh dear God.
Okay, and your minor is self-indulgent the history of self-indulgent TikTok videos.
Okay.
And you get out of school and, you know, you take that as a minor because, you know, just in case you can't get your first love job of being a gender reassignment counselor in a preschool. Okay. So you get out of college, you're still living in mom and dad's basement, still on their insurance policy. You're flipping burgers. You're, you know, doing whatever you can. You're not making any money. You can't pay back your student loan for your stupid major and your stupid minor. Those people are getting $10,000 to $20,000 in relief? Really?
Well, let me say something about that. If you don't know the difference between a man and a woman and that there are two genders, you maybe don't really belong going to college in the first place.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, I mean, there you are. Now, here's the other deal. Here's the caveat to all this. Okay? In order to qualify, you have to be making less than $125,000 a year.
Correct.
Okay, so who out there is making $124,000 a year and still can't figure out how to pay back their damn student loans?
I know. With these kids who are taking the $10,000, what they're doing is they are, what was the word? They are selling out for $10,000 and know that they will be voting Democrat because the $10,000 is sort of a bribe for them come the elections. Oh, look what they did for us. So we're selling ourselves out. We're selling common sense out. We're selling right from wrong out for $10,000.
It's ridiculous. Let me tell you folks something, okay? If your college education isn't worth paying back your own damn student loan, it sure as hell ain't worth it to me.
No. I don't want to. I have to pay for my own kids. I don't want to pay for somebody else's.
You know, I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
This is how crazy it's getting. But that's not, you know, college and the student loan thing, that's not the only insanity going on with our schools right now, because it came out a couple of days ago that Mayor Bowser in Washington, D.C., is banning any student from public school that has not been vaccinated.
I have a feeling that is going to run into some legal problems.
It probably will.
The government cannot force you to put a chemical into your body.
Well, it probably will, but when?
The legal right to do that.
You're probably right. It'll probably wind up in court, but when? See, that's the question. School has already started, and if your kid isn't vaxxed, and we now know that the vaccines don't work, and not only do they not work, they're dangerous, and especially dangerous to children. Now, we would all know that if Diane would have been on top of things and written an article about that over the past couple of years.
Well, this has spurned me on for not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. I have said all along on a local level here in my own town with certain political people, property taxes are going up all over. The government's just trying to bleed us all dry. I am of the strong belief that if you have children that go to public schools, yes, you should be paying a school tax.
Right.
But children are replenishable in that once they reach senior year and they go off to college, there's a whole nother generation up behind them. So why should you, for life, have to pay property taxes and school taxes? You shouldn't have to pay school taxes if you no longer have children in school, nor should you have to pay school taxes if you never had children. Why are you paying that? It makes no sense. Children are a replenishable resource. There's always going to be others coming up. whose families for the next 18 years or 12 years, however, 12 years plus kindergarten, 13 years, there's always going to be 13 years where you're going to get revenues in. It's replenishable revenues. So I think I'm going to take that on and tie it into this nonsense as well.
Well, I think that's a good idea because this is nuts. You know, now going back to Baltimore or Washington, D.C., and this goofy-ass mayor, okay, no school if your kid isn't vaxxed, and there will be no Zoom classes. They can't do it from home either. That means if you've looked at all the scientific data that's come out and you understand how dangerous these vaccines are, especially to children.
Right.
And you decide not to have your child shot full of something that's going to change their RNA, DNA, then your kid is out. No education for you. None.
And I think that's going to be a really big legal touch point, that you cannot do that. Children are entitled to a public education. Well, here it is. The children and the families are willing to send their children to school. Okay? If you can't send them physically because of rules, number one, an instructor technically has to come to their home.
Interesting.
Okay, now I know that as a fact because when my younger son was in first grade, he caught from the school rotavirus and was very sick, and the pediatrician recommended that he do not go back to school for a month to 6 weeks. The Board of Education, 5 days a week, sent a tutor to the home to make sure he was kept up to everything. If they're saying that the children cannot come to school because of the fear of COVID, hey, the parents could say, we are legally allowed to have teachers come to our house, or tutors, whatever they call them. It's, they are creating a ongoing pandemic that is no longer a pandemic. They are fear-mongering. They are trying to make people so afraid of each other that nothing will ever get done.
Well, and there are blue states and blue cities that are also this year making the kids in school wear masks.
Right, and the parents are furious. The parents are furious because masks do not work. It has now been proven that COVID was always airborne, and Fauci and his crew knew that. They all knew it.
Well, and everybody else does too. I mean, this is no longer a guarded secret like it was when you were writing all those articles about COVID and the problems with masks and the problems with the vaccinations. You know, that was all hush hush. Oh, you can't talk about it then. But now that's all out in the public.
And I was right about every single thing. And I started writing about it as soon as COVID came out, before it even reached this country.
Exactly. Exactly. So everybody knows that. Even the CDC, even that dumb organization, the CDC, has come out and said the masks don't work. Those masks don't work. Okay. But yet there's blue cities and blue states where kids going to school have to wear masks this fall. It's ridiculous.
And these are young children who they're miserable with these masks on. Absolutely miserable.
Well, and it's hurting their ability to learn as well. The masks.
You're breathing in carbon dioxide, which the human body is designed to breathe out. So you're breathing in waste material and poison all day long. Young children. It makes no sense.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It is. And yet this is still going on. You know, these are the thing. This is your government at work. These are indoctrination centers, and really what it's all based in is do what we tell you to do, period.
Exactly. Exactly. What they're trying to do is turn this country, forget socialism, they're trying to turn this country into a total 100% dictatorship. You will do exactly as we say. It's going to come to a point, Craig, where the greatest nation the world has ever known is no longer so. And it's all going to be the Democrats' fault.
I mean, this is about power. It's not about safety. It's not about health. This is about power.
And control. Power and control. They go hand in hand. But this is, what are they going to control next?
It depends
Once
on what
they
we
look into your mind. What are they going to control next?
It depends on what they're allowed to get away with now.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Now, down in Florida, your state just flipped 5 school districts red.
Yes. DeSantis's picks, the school boards are now predominantly in the red area. Yes.
That's a big step in the right direction.
It absolutely is. They are not allowed to teach critical race theory here. There's no Common Core. We, Florida, thanks to Governor DeSantis, we are the freest state in the country right now.
Well, the liberals are terrified of him, too.
Oh, they are desperately terrified of him. Charlie Crist, who used to be a Republican, who sold out and became a Democrat and is basically a Biden butt kisser at this point, thinks he's going to be Crist. DeSantis. It's laughable at best.
Well, and Crist is out there insulting voters.
Yes.
You're not going to get elected if you do that, dumbass.
No, he's a total loon, and a man who was a decent governor when he was a Republican. Something in him snapped. He left the Republican Party. He became a Democrat, but a fringe Democrat, not even of the likes of AOC and crew, but a totally off the wall.
He's kind of gotten into the lunatic fringe.
Absolutely, the lunatic fringe.
Hey,
he's very bad. And what gets me is our other race down here between Marco Rubio and now it's Val Demings, who was an Orlando police chief. And she's going on about how bad Marco is and this and that. Here it is. The police unions have endorsed Marco.
Yeah.
And not a woman who was a police chief.
Tells you a lot. Well, when the woman is representing the party of defund the police, you're not going to get the cops' endorsement.
She was a big proponent of defund the police, but she's already, out there with the woman in the race card. So,
yep. Hey, we've only got a couple of minutes left here in the show, and I just want to say something real quick about Mark Zuckerberg and his announcement.
Zucky, yes.
Yeah. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. Mm-hmm. I think it was last night or yesterday. And he said in that podcast regarding the FBI and the Hunter Biden laptop story, he said the reason that Facebook was censoring people and shutting down talk of the laptop right leading up to the 2020 election was because the FBI contacted him and said, we don't want this out there.
Well, you know what that is paramount to? Trying to fix an election.
Can I just point out something that's glaringly obvious that I think most people have missed on that story?
Sure.
The same guy that heeded the FBI and kowtowed to the FBI and killed the Hunter laptop story was the same guy in the same election that poured $400 million into trying to get liberals elected.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. What Facebook did is election interference. Zuckerberg should be brought up on charges. And I wouldn't, at this point, even care. They need to break up the monopoly that Facebook holds over social media. And no matter what alternate venue to Facebook there is, there are none of them, Trump's included, Truth Social, that have the reach of Facebook. It is a monopoly. We're not supposed to have monopolies in this country. How it's allowed to exist at this point is beyond me.
But there it is.
But there it is.
Folks, we're out of time.
Okay. Well, in that case, nighty-night, folks, and let's just hope things get better on President Trump's end.
Folks, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.